Hi, it's Jeffrey Miller here, and today we're going to do a quick little demo on the LG Sport Watch running Android Wear 2.7. It's just the latest build of the Android software, and it's running Oreo beta. And let's just dig right into it. On your Android watch, you have a default face view, face watch face rather, that comes with your watch. It just depends on the watch you get, the company you get the watch from, and everything like that. So we're not going to spend time on what's the default and what's the best and what is better and what's not better. I mean, we'll talk about some things that are better than others, but whatever watch you do get, if it's the Asus ZenWatch 3, or if it's the LG Sport Watch, or if it's the Huawei Watch, or some of the other ones that are really good that do run the Android Wear 2.0 and above, then you'll understand. Some of the watches are sluggier than others. We're not here to discuss what watch is better or what watch is worse, because it's a matter of opinion. I don't want to step on toes and argue with people. So what we're going to do is we're just going to dive right in. I don't like to do podcasts and do a lot of excess rambling and talking. But anyway, on your watch face, you have what's called complications. And those complications are third-party apps. If you want to read about complications, you can go to Google and look up the full definition. I'm not going to read the definition and all that. But different apps, watch faces that you get on your watch have different. You can set different complications on your watch screen face to enhance your watch settings. So, like online, I have the AccuWeather watch face right now. That's the one I'm using, and this so far that's the best one I like. I'm gonna dig and dive into some other ones and see what we can do with them, just as my friend Michael has done. But okay, on my watch face, when you first set up your watch, if you're using Android 2.0, to turn on speech, first of all, let me start from the beginning. You would turn your watch, make sure your watch is awake or turned on, by pressing the middle button, or some watches only have one button. Mine has three, so it's the middle button. That's your wake-up button. And you would hold two fingers down on the watch until you get speech. So it's just like your similar Android turning on TalkBack for the first time. If that does not work, then you're going to have to get sighted assistance to go into settings, accessibility, and all the, ways to get sighted assistance to help you get your speech turned on. But normally, by default, if it's running Android Wear 2.0, you should have no problem turning on TalkBack for yourself. And you'll see the watch face, whatever watch face is on your watch, and you'll hear the time. And well, let's just flick through the watch face that I have, and you'll see where we at here.
5:23 p.m. Sunset, 5:24 p.m. 47. 1,645 steps.
Okay, that 47 was 47 degrees, because like I said, I'm using AccuWeather, and I picked certain complications to show certain things. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But I'm just showing you the main face of the watch.
Airplane mode off button.
You'll see airplane mode.
Sounds and alarms unmuted button.
And again, different watches have different things on their screen, because my ZenWatch 3 does not have the sounds and alarms icon there, but this one does.
Screen brightness button.
They all usually have that.
Do not disturb off button.
They always have do not disturb.
Settings button.
There's your settings button. That's your best friend to go into settings and to make changes and to change your watch face and different things.
Bluetooth connected.
You want Bluetooth, that's connected.
Battery 82%.
There's your battery.
December 22nd.
And there's your date. So let's go back to
Airplane mode off button.
settings.
Screen bright. Do not disturb off. Settings button.
And I love the fact that the sounds aren't really loud and overbearing like with the older TalkBack. And again, it's a matter of opinion, so I'm not trying to argue. But it's very quiet. I don't like a lot of brassy, clangy, bangy noises when I'm flicking, because that takes away from what the speech is saying to me.
Settings
So
button.
let's go into settings. And now, if you want to change a watch face or a complication, This is what everybody on the list was talking about. It's better if you can write this stuff out, but it's harder to write these different directions out because it's so much you do. So you're better off listening, and I know people like to have something they can flip back and read to, but that's why I download podcasts, and I can go back and listen as many times as I want to.
Settings, heading.
So there's display, our settings.
Display.
Let's just go through the settings, though, of the watch first. We got display.
Sound.
Apps and
notifications.
Apps and notifications. So it's your traditional Android.
Gestures. Connectivity.
Gestures. Now, gestures, there's something cool in gestures. What it is, let's just go in there and look.
Gestures.
And again, these are all preferences. You can turn them off, turn them on.
Gestures, heading, in list, 5, off, switch, tilt, awake.
Tilt, awake, in other words, your watch, if you tilt your arm, your watch will wake up. I turn that off because I don't want it telling me the time every time I move my wrist. It's for those that like it. Again, it's your preference. I don't care for that.
Off, switch, wrist gestures.
Wrist gestures, again, that's turned off. So that's, again, if you move your wrist, you get different things happening. So I'm not...
Launch tutorial.
There's a tutorial in there you can listen to if you want to know what all it does.
More tips.
More tips. Okay. And, okay,
Anywhere.
Let's go back.
Sound in list 11. Apps and notifications.
Okay. Did I pass? Let's see.
Display. Showing item.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know what
display.
I passed? Okay. I did pass up display and all that, but I was just going through the settings. Like with the gestures, but okay, let's show you what else is in here.
Connectivity.
That's if you have like cellular, some watches like this one, the LG Sport has cell. Some of them don't, some of them do. It depends on what you get. So you can have your cell service hooked up there. You can do number sync if your phone company supports it. It's got your Bluetooth. Well, let's just go in and look at it so you can see.
Connectivity, heading, in list, Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Wi-Fi.
And now what's good about Bluetooth, you can change whether your watch plays your phone calls or your, you know, like Hangouts or whatever you're doing through your watch or not. There's a setting in there that says play phone call through audio, or play audio through watch, if you want that on or if you want that off. I personally have it off. But yeah, you can Bluetooth, Wi-Fi,
cellular. AT&T number say.
There's AT&T, NFC, if you have NFC, you can do things with.
Off, switch, airplane mode.
Airplane mode, of course, you want that off if you want any kind of connectivity.
On, switch, location, from phone and watch.
Location, from phone and watch.
AT&T number say.
Okay, let's go back, so that's the end of that.
Settings.
Okay, so.
Sound, list, apps and notifications.
Let's go back.
Connectivity.
Accessibility. I'm not going to go into that because that's the same thing that's in the accessibility settings on your phones and your tablets. I mean, you can play.
Personalization.
You can go in here and change language input, like keyboard and different things like that. I'm not going to go work that.
Storage.
Of course, you can go in there and, you know, you can check how much space you used and different things.
System. Heading. Off switch. Battery saver.
Date and time. Battery saver, some people turn it on, some people turn it off. I have mine off, and I think I am going to turn it on because your watch will...
Off switch battery saver. Turn on battery saver. Extend your watch's battery life by reducing its activity. Battery saver limits, vibration, location services, Wi-Fi and mobile usage, data and app updates, always on display. Battery saver turns off while your watch charges. Cancel button. Yes button.
So if you want that on,
system.
The phone has show it. It's a matter of preference.
System heading.
Okay.
On, date and time.
Date and time.
Restart.
Now, different watches have these in different orders. Like my Zen watch, they're not in the same order. So it just depends on what you got.
Power off.
Restart. Power
reset,
off.
Disconnect and reset.
That's like if you want to unpair your watch and set it to factory settings.
About.
And that's where you go for your system. Updates. Let's go ahead and go in here.
About. Showing items 1 to 4 of 12.
Of course, we know what's in here, but of course, I'll check.
About. Heading. In list 12. Model. LG Watch Sport.
Yep.
Device name. LG Watch Sport 4000. Versions. Tap to view.
This is where you would go to... Now, like... This is where you go to tap your versions, like your Oreo or Nougat, and also your software. Like
versions.
Your...
Heading. In list 5 items.
Sportwear.
Android Wear 2.7.0.1786.4.5.1.1.9.
Okay, so that's Android Wear. Let's see if there's an update. I can tap on it.
Checking for updates. Google Play Services 11. Android Wear 2.7.0.1786.4.5.1.1.9.
Okay, so there's no update.
Google Play Services 11.9.5.1.5. Android OS 8.0.0. Showing at Android Security Patch Level October 1st, 2017. Google Play Services 11.9.
Okay, so it's just saying that it's using Oreo 8.0 and all that kind of stuff. Let's see if their serial number, IMEI, all the
connection connected, battery 78%.
Okay.
System updates.
Let's see if there's an update. I'm sure there's not, but
battery 78%. System updates.
Let's see if there's an update, shall we?
Check button. Update available. System is up to date.
Okay, now there's an unlabeled button in there.
Check button.
It says check button. I labeled that myself doing the, you know, how you label buttons in Android. I'm not going to go into how you do it. But that's, you know, a lot of buttons that aren't labeled on these watches and stuff, you can label them just like you do on your phones or your tablets. So that's cool. So I just wanted to say check. I didn't need to write four updates because I know what I'm checking for. So, and I do as little typing as I have to. As long as it's for me, so, but you might want to put something else on that button. It's up to you. And then, of course, it says it's already up to date, so we don't need to worry about that. So let's go back.
About.
Let's get out of about.
System.
Let's get out of system.
Restart in list 7. Settings.
Okay.
Accessibility in list 11.
Well, we know that.
Personalization.
Storage.
System. Developer options.
Now,
showing items 8 to 11 of 11.
You know how to make developer options appear if you want that there. I just did it just because I always do. Okay.
Personalization.
Okay, so now let's go back to
display.
Display.
Showing items 2 to 6 of 11.
And this is where display. You'll go to change your watch face. I know this is really a lot longer than what I had planned on it being. I may edit this podcast, but
display heading.
Let's see what.
Change watch face.
Of course, you got your watch face.
Adjust brightness.
Brightness.
Font size, normal.
Font size.
Off switch, always on screen.
Always on screen. You know, if you want your screen always on, you could have that on. It's going to take your battery life. I don't.
Touch lock,
if you want your watch to be locked or not. You know, well, like when you touch it, it'll lock it or unlock it. That's fine. Preferences. Okay, change watch face. Let's go in here.
Home. Showing item 6 of 8.
Okay, I have a few watch faces that I've downloaded. When you go into the Play Store, you can download, it'll say something like Watch Faces We Love, or if you've had Android Manager on your phone, you can download them that way. There's a couple ways to do it, so that's pretty cool. You can download them through the Play Store or on Android Manager, Android Wear Manager on your Android phone, or even on your iPhone if you have one. I know some people do have iPhones that are listening to this, but you, Android Wear will work with an iPhone, somewhat. I'm not going to say it's that great or not that great, but it, of course, Android with Android is going to be better, but it does work for those that have an iPhone and want an Android watch. Just let's clarify that. So let's look at the watch faces I have.
5:34 p.m.
Oh.
47.
Okay, because I waited
settings
too long, it closed
button.
It. Let's
settings
go back in. I just started settings. Playing with this last week, so I'm still new at this too, so if I stumble around, forgive
settings.
Me. But
heading. Display.
I'm not professing to know
display.
It all. Let's go back
display.
In
heading.
Here.
Change watch face.
But I'm learning more and more, and I'm loving it more and more. Each day that I learn something, it's like anything else, I love to learn. Okay.
5:35 p.m.
Oh, it's not opening my.
Sunset, 5:24 p.m.
It lit. Keeps closing. Yeah, sometimes it gets a little sluggy.
AccuWeather button.
Okay, now we're in the watch faces.
Bible watch button.
Now I have a couple watches faces that I've downloaded. Some were already installed, like Portions and Astral. But okay, there's three. There's the name of the watch face. Then there's a button, which is what you change the watch face with. You know, you change it with that button. And there's a settings where you can go and change your complications within the watch face. Most of these don't have very many settings, so I'm just going to play with one and show you what you can do, because some of these have like color, and I haven't figured out how to do a lot of these yet. So,
Astral button.
So there's Astral.
Astral.
And that's the astrological or astrology, which if I could uninstall it, I would, because I don't believe in astrology.
Astral button. Settings for Astral button.
But I think that's one of the defaults. Some watches use astrology as a default.
Portions.
Astral
button.
Okay.
Portions
I haven't really played with.
Portions button.
There's your button to change it.
Settings for portions button.
There's your settings to make your settings, you know, how you want it with the different things, complications.
Stellar,
that's
stellar button. Settings for
pretty
stellar
decent.
Button. Bible watch.
Bible watch
button.
There's really not that much in this watch face that I've found that I can really change. It's, you know, I would thought it was the one where you would have like different Bible scriptures pop up on your watch face. I mean, it says that's what it does, but maybe for TalkBack it doesn't read those. I don't have anybody cited here to tell me. But it doesn't really seem like you can change very much in that one, so I'm not really thrilled with that watch face.
Settings for Bible watch, but weather timeline.
Weather timeline is an app I have on my phone. There's not much you can do in there either, just as analog or digital. So, you know, it's a matter of what watch faces you like and what you can use and what you prefer, because some of them don't have very many things you can change. And, you know, I don't recommend those for us because there's not much we can do with them. And you don't want to fill your watch up with a bunch of stuff that you can't use. I mean, again, it's just opinion. I should probably keep my opinions to myself, but, you know, I'm just trying to give you a word of wise because, you know, these watches aren't, you don't have a lot of space to just waste. I mean,
5:37 p.m. Sunset 5:20.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, if you don't
airplane mode off button.
Talk.
Do not disturb off.
It will.
Settings button.
It will lock. I mean, if you don't keep
settings.
Tapping, it will lock, or it will go to sleep.
Settings heading in list. Display.
Okay. So let's go back to where we were, so I can get to some of the other watch.
Off switch. Always on screen.
Oh, oops. Okay.
Adjust brightness.
Change
watch face.
Okay. Let's go back to the watch faces.
Home. Showing item 6 of 8.
Okay.
Acting weather button.
There's the one I use.
AccuWeather. Weather timeline button.
Okay, AccuWeather. There's the
AccuWeather button.
There's the button to change it to it. I already have it on there.
Settings for AccuWeather.
Now,
AccuWeather
the
button.
Settings, I'll go in here so I can show you what we were talking about.
Configure. About,
okay, configure.
Configure.
Okay.
Unlabeled button.
Unlabeled button. There's three buttons in this particular watch face.
Unlabeled button. Unlabeled button.
Now, at first you're like, well, okay, what do they do? Each one represents a different complication. So, like, I can go into label
button.
1.
Configure. Unlabeled button. AccuWeather. Android Wear.
And I can pick. I'm not going to change mine because I should have let you hear what it says.
Empty. In list 10 items.
It says empty. We don't know what that does.
AccuWeather. 6 items.
Okay. And with an AccuWeather, you can go in there and you can change what your watch will show, like temperature, conditions, or different things that you want to see. So you pick one of those out of those 6.
Agenda, next event.
Agenda, same thing. You can pick what you want in agenda, next event, or whatever.
Android Pay,
if you want that, which you already have a button on these watches. The top button actually is dedicated to Android Pay, if you have 3 buttons on your particular watch.
Clock,
you can go 10 items. There's 10 things you can change. Like, that's where I picked sunset and sunrise from. Is with the sunrise and sunset within the clock, so that's, I wanted to see the sunrise and sunset. You can get the date, which you already see on there, time of day, you know, next alarm, next, there's a bunch of things.
Fit, 2 items.
Fit, you can go in there and pick your steps or your activities that you're doing within Fit.
General, 2 items.
General, in general you have Google and, let's see what's in here.
Showing item 1 of 2, title, heading. Unread notification count.
Okay, yeah, unread notification count. You can have that on or off if you want it, and then...
Watch battery.
I'm sorry, not Google. Not Google. Google's on its own. Okay, so let's go back.
Title, heading. Unread notification count.
Okay, let's go back. And what you want... Configure. What you want to do is you want to flick...
Unlabeled button.
3 times... I mean, flick 2 fingers to the right, and sometimes you have to do it 2 or 3 times to get to where you want to go, back screen. Okay, there's clock, there's fit,
general,
you have Google. And see, the more watch the more complications you have on your, or apps you have on your watch, you would see some of the different,
Google Play Music. Google Play Music.
Like, here's Google Play Music. I could have something from music on my screen.
Weather timeline, two items.
There's my weather timeline.
Two items. Google, two items. Google Play Music, Google Weather timeline, two items.
Okay. We're in actually in Google, so I could go in there and I could have Google Music or weather timeline.
Configure. Unlabeled.
Okay, let's go back.
And fit general to Google Play Music. Google Play
Oh, there's
Music.
Google Play Music.
Weather timeline, two okay. items. Two items.
Okay, why is okay. So that's the end of that particular. So whatever one out of those you could pick, you'd pick for label button, unlabel button one.
Button.
You'd go to the next button and pick what you want for that button.
Button.
And the same thing for the third button. Some watch faces have more buttons, like the watch face that Michael just downloaded and got. He said he had four buttons in there, so I'd be curious to see what watch face that is so I can play with it. Let's go back. I don't want to really change my... So I'm gonna hit the watch, the main power button.
Play Store, recent, it lists 27 items.
Okay, that's my recent button. Okay, let's go back to the home screen, and I should have
watch face 54. Airplane mode off button.
Okay, since I went in there to change things, which I didn't actually change, it took
button.
My
settings
away. So what I'll do is I'll go back in there and
settings. Display.
Go back in there and make sure my watch
display.
Face is selected.
Display change watch face.
I'll change it to one, and I'll,
Showing item 6 of 8.
Put it back to...
Weather timeline. Showing item 5 of 8. Weather timeline button.
Okay, so I just changed it. Whenever you push that button, it changes your watch face. I think I said that, but okay, so...
Watch face. Airplane
yeah, see,
button.
In the middle, there's nothing there, so that's how I know it's an empty space.
Okay,
let's
button.
Go to settings.
Settings button.
Yep, this is
settings,
a lot of fun.
Display.
A lot of fun because, like I said, still display. Learning this, and it's so new to me.
Change watch face.
To a lot of us, I think. Even
oh.
sighted people,
showing
a lot of sighted people haven't played much with it.
AccuWeather button. It lists 8 items.
AccuWeather button. Okay. Now we should be back on the. Now.
5:44 p.m. Sunrise, 8:04 a.m.
See, now there's my sunrise, 8:04 a.m.
47
degrees.
1,652 steps.
And 1,652 steps throughout this whole day, because I've been out and different things. Now, your steps, if you have those on your watch face, it will update, it will refresh itself, and in the morning, you'll wake up, it'll say zero. So, the first time that happened, I'm like, what happened to all my steps? But it only gives you the steps for that day, and then at I guess midnight or whenever, it refreshes and it goes back to zero. The counter drops to zero. That, for right now, I think is about all that I can give you on this little, I said quick tutorial, but it's a little longer than I was hoping. And hopefully this will help anybody who's interested in getting an Android Wear watch. Watch with Android Wear on it. Like I said, there's different watches do have different watch faces, but the complications are what make your watch face what it is, and there are some that we can use and some we can't. I'm Jeffrey Miller. Hopefully this was a help. In no ways am I trying to sway anybody on what to do or what to buy or give my opinions as being factual, but this is just, my opinion on certain things, and if I'm too opinionated, well, I'm sorry. That's just who I am. But hopefully this was enjoyable. Hope you enjoyed it. Talk to everyone soon. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And happy watching Android.